A coronial inquest into the 2015 bushfires near the WA town of Esperance that killed four people has come to an end after a week of tense hearings. Farmers and fire officials spoke about the unprecedented damage left by three fires that tore across 300,000 hectares off the South WA coast in November that year. The fires have left deep scars in the community, and many have felt significant questions remain about the response from authorities. The state's Department of Fire and Emergency Services gave evidence the agency had changed its procedures in order to avoid a repeat of the disaster in the future, as Tom Joyner reports.
It was a sunny afternoon on November 17th, 2015, and strong winds had been forecast with particularly dry conditions. But Esperance farmer David Campbell says nobody could have predicted the ferocity of the fires that engulfed three of his workers in their car that day as they tried to flee.
Unfortunately, the grim reminders are going to be there forever, but we can move on and we'll attempt to make the whole community a safer place for everyone.
There are deep scars in the community after the deaths of Anna Winther, Julia Kors-Lichter, Tom Butcher and a fourth victim, farmer Freddie Kernow, who died nearby while trying to warn his neighbours. David Campbell says after 3.5 years, the coronial inquest has given locals a chance to find out if more could have been done to save them.
To get those answers, I don't believe those answers are going to come from the few people that sit right at the top of the tree. You know, the answers have got to come from, you know, the grassroots.
The inquest was shown video of the firestorm and was told that by the time the official emergency alert was raised late in the day, the four were already dead. Volunteer Fire Captain Will Carmody told of his repeated requests for water bombers, but the inquest was told those resources were already tied up at other fires. Wayne Green, the Regional Superintendent at Western Australia's Department of Fire and Emergency Services, says it's a chance to take stock and learn.
The inquest has provided an opportunity for everyone to reflect on if there's anything that we could have done better. But I'd just like to reiterate that my thoughts are not only with the community of Esperance, but most importantly with those families that lost loved ones.
Esperance Shire President Victoria Brown agrees.
It's been a very emotional week. I hope that it has given some understanding to the families of what actually occurred that day. Yes, I think it is time to heal. The most important thing is when those recommendations do come down, that they are seriously looked at, addressed, and hopefully delivered.
The coroner's due to report her findings in 6 months.
Tom Joyner reporting there.